Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. This has been a tumultuous week in American politics, but somewhat lost in the shuffle was the announcement by Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley that she would not run for re-election next year. Joining me to talk about the announcement, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So along with her announcement that she would not run for re-election, there is speculation Nan Whaley may run for Ohio governor in 2022. What's the impact of that decision on the political scene in Ohio?
I think it has an enormous impact, potentially. I think if she does decide to run, and I think she will, she'll automatically be the front runner for the Democratic nomination to take on the Republican incumbent, Mike DeWine, and she has some issues that she wants to run on.
Well, tell us what her legacy in Dayton is.
She has been a very popular mayor of the city of Dayton since becoming mayor 7 years ago. She's given high marks for her performance, particularly in the last 2 years. 2019 was an extremely difficult year in Dayton, with tornadoes ripping apart the city in July and a mass shooting in the city's Oregon Entertainment District that left 9 people dead and 17 wounded. And she was very widely praised for leading the city through some really difficult times.
So why do you think she's decided to announce right now that she's not running for re-election this year?
Well, she tells me, I mean, she's been in City Hall for 16 years, including her time on the city commission, and that it's time to move on. She did it now mainly because the filing deadline for mayoral candidates in Dayton is in March, and she wanted to let the city and the Democratic Party know that she wasn't going to be a candidate this time around.
Do you expect her, you've talked with her now, do you expect her to announce her candidacy for governor soon?
I would think within the next few months, maybe sometime in early spring.
And who do you think the other potential candidates will be in that Democratic primary?
Well, it could be a lot of them, but I think one of the most likely is Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley, who's term limited out. And he is a personal friend of Whaley's and a political ally. But he also wants to be governor, I believe. And Congressman Tim Ryan from Niles could also end up running for governor because he might be a victim of the congressional redistricting this year. And from what I hear, he is seriously considering it.
So at the time of the Oregon district shootings, Whaley and Governor DeWine were allies. They vowed to push a package of gun reforms through the GOP-controlled Ohio legislature. But just recently, they've had quite a falling out. Tell us what happened.
What happened was that Mike DeWine signed the Stand Your Ground legislation into law that had been passed by the Ohio General Assembly last month. And Whaley was furious because she thought that he had betrayed the people of Dayton and of Ohio, and pointed to the vigil that she and DeWine attended on the night after the shootings in Dayton, in which a crowd was chanting, "Do something, do something." Now she says DeWine's clearly caved into the gun lobby interest and to the Republican in the legislature.
Do you think she has a chance to become governor?
Yeah, I don't. Although it's not going to be easy, and it's never easy when you're taking on an incumbent, and especially as a Democrat in the state where Democrats have not done very well in statewide elections in the last 15 years. But, you know, she is a very skilled, a very savvy politician, and she has some real bones to pick with Mike DeWine. So, you know, she just might be able to pull it off.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can read his column about Nan Whaley's decision at WVXU.org.